Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you're just joining us. A very busy day of news. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. There is a case challenging gay marriage that was filed in the Supreme Court today. We've got a new congressional candidate from the Democratic side challenging Brian Steele in the 1st Congressional District. And breaking news just within the last hour, Texas Legislative House Democrats who have deprived the Texas House of a quorum to institute mid-decade redistricting are apparently returning to Austin and the Capitol after the current House session expired on Tuesday, today. We've got a congresswoman to discuss what is going on in Texas, as well as the gerrymandering problem writ large. It is none other than Wisconsin Congresswoman Gwen Moore. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. It's hey, great Maggie. To have you.
Good to be with you, as always. And as always, there's always something wrong.
Something going on for us to talk about here. First of all, we will get to the merits of a mid-decade redistricting and what a race to the bottom this represents. What do you make of the Texas House Dems returning to Austin?
Well, I'm really not quite sure. It may simply be that they have recognized that the governor can only call a special session every 30 days. Maybe they're buying time. Maybe they are... Maybe they are considering the reality that the governor has the power to call these special sessions every 30 days and the determination that they're going to bend the knee to Donald Trump and to the House Republican majority at this point, and realizes that they probably cannot hold on to the majority without this racist map that they are going to pass.
Yeah, this is truly extraordinary. To your point, Congresswoman, the Texas House Speaker Dustin Burroughs said that assuming there is still no quorum on Friday, the current special session will end. I need to correct my introductory comments. The current special session will end and the governor will convene a new one. Again, they're just rolling special sessions back to back. Hours later, again, earlier today, this is still today, the Texas State Senate actually passed their new mid-decade proposed map that benefits Republicans. They're doing this to try to ensure that Donald Trump can maintain a majority in the U.S. House of Representatives ahead of the 2026 midterm. Congresswoman, here's what I'm concerned about. It seems to me that what we now have is a race to the bottom to effectively have elected officials pick their voters. Governor Newsom in California sent a letter to the president, to the administration, and to Governor Abbott saying, stop doing this. This is not how this is supposed to work. This is cheating. And if you're going to cheat, we in California will cheat and eliminate the Republicans from the California congressional district. This is not the way it was meant to be. What are we looking at? Are we looking into the great abyss where it is simply a race to the bottom where legislators are now picking their voters and not the other way around?
Maggie, you know, this is really illustrative of why the Voting Rights Act was so needed. To really protect everyone's rights. It wasn't just to enfranchise Black people, which it did the first time in 1965, but it made sure that communities, that people could elect anybody, it didn't matter what color they were, but that there were voters who were minorities, their rights were protected so that they could choose representatives of their choice. This map clearly, I wish I could find the data and statistics and all this paper I've got sitting on my lap, but I feel comfortable saying that I believe that there are like 38 congressional seats in Texas. 25 of them are already held by Republicans, and they want 5 more seats, so they want to hold 30 out of the 38, and the people of color represent over 60% of the population in Texas. If I'm not incorrect, it might be off, but that I think that I'm in the ballpark. That the majority of Texans, but yet white people will be representing, you know, like 2/3 of all of the districts. If they get their way, you know, they'll have 30 seats out of the 38. Most of them occupied by white people. And what they do is that they pack black people so that historic districts like the one that most recently was held by Sheila Jackson Lee and then Sylvester Turner, that seat being vacant, merging that perhaps with the other seat in Houston. Al Green pitting those two seats, and that reduces representation, that kind of packing. And so perhaps they have returned, and yes, we have heard California, New York. I think California drew a map, you know, and maybe it was just to demonstrate that he could literally turn all, 54 seats in California into Democratic seats. With ridiculous maps that don't respect community of interest, natural boundaries,
contiguity, compactness, all of the things.
just the free for all. And so this is really the threat of losing our democracy. You know, I mean, as Democrats, we were criticized for just talking abstractly about democracy, but let's, you know, let the lesson begin. I mean, this is one of them.
Yeah, I'm deeply, deeply concerned about this. And it is coming after a decade plus of the U.S. Supreme Court weakening legal checks, not just under the Voting Rights Act, right? You had states that were required to do reporting and to get pre-approval from the Department of Justice before they changed their voting laws because of their historical, specific, well-documented, indisputable discrimination against black and brown people in this country, trying to deprive black and brown people of their constitutionally guaranteed right to vote. It's not only that, but the Supreme Court's slow and steady move to basically not give a whit if people aren't actually selecting their elected officials, specifically racial gerrymandering. This court has, and the Supreme Court over the last 15 years has so weakened those protections. And what you see when you look at the numbers that are at play in Texas, the folks that will be losing their congressional seats are black representatives representing black and brown communities. So anybody that tries to say that there is not an explicitly both partisan but additionally racial element to this is simply not looking at the facts. To me, what comes next? I do not understand how we are supposed to persist in telling voters and telling them that their votes matter. If we're going to engage in a race to the bottom, anything goes, gerrymandering, chicken. I mean, it's like it's a democratic game of chicken. I don't know how else to say that. Congresswoman Moore, what do you think about Governor Newsom and Governor Hochul in New York saying, hey, if you do this and you go forward with it, Texas, we're going to be forced to do the same? Do you think Democrats should engage in this race to the bottom?
Well, we're going to see, because I believe that Texas is going to pass this map. Unless there's some intervention by the courts and lawsuit, it may lead to a race to the bottom, because I think that one of the criticisms that our constituents, I mean, our Democratic voters have, of us is that we're ethical. We try to follow the rules, follow the rule of law, you know, and And, you know, it's a bad thing. I mean,
and to your point, Congresswoman, I have heard from more Democrats in the past 10 years about independent citizen-led redistricting committees and the push to have independent redistricting committees on a statewide basis in local jurisdictions to draw maps in a way that it actually increases competition between candidates so that candidates that are eventually elected are responsive to their voters. I think what Republicans and conservatives of good faith are missing here, Congresswoman, is that when you go down this road, your elected official stops taking your call because they don't need your vote anymore. And that won't serve a conservative or a Republican well, even if they have their preferred candidate as their elected representative in Congress, because that congressperson, they get to pick their voters and they know they're getting those votes and they're not accountable anymore. It's not good for Republicans either. And it's certainly not good for democracy.
Well, that is very well said. And, you know, with regard to the commissions, nonpartisan commissions, I mean, there's an argument that can be made. There'd be no such thing as a totally nonpartisan commission. Who would appoint who? But at the same time, if we had a legal framework, you know, the Supreme Court has basically said partisan gerrymandering is just okay. But I don't think racial gerrymandering is okay. And if the Supreme Court would put his foot down, where is Chief Justice Roberts right now to say, you know, I mean, he could put a stop to this Texas thing. And probably and hopefully, as Democrats, we will fight this man and try to get it to the Supreme Court. We need the Voting Rights Act like never, ever before.
And the reality is here, I hear a lot of whataboutism from the right about gerrymandering. The facts and the historical indisputable record on this simply do not bear that out. Those are lies and damn lies. Democrats have not gerrymandered to the degree and to the extent that Republicans have. And let's be very clear together, Congresswoman, that this is Texas trying to deprive Texas voters of their selected representatives by cheating. Texas did this first, Republicans did this first, and this increased or escalation of the gerrymandering race to the bottom. And it has been largely Democrats who have been advocating for fairer maps and independent redistricting committees. Don't go anywhere. Congresswoman Gwen Moore sticks around. We're going to discuss Milwaukee flooding, FEMA, and so much more when we come back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.